"There's a new guy out there," says Sam, bustling into the kitchen with a tray in each hand. "Oh, he's handsome," I comment appreciatively. The new guy in question is a stranger. He's tall, at least 6 feet, with a smattering of stubble and intensely dark eyes. His face looks like it was chiseled from marble by Michelangelo himself. But his expression is hard, and it looks like his mind is a million miles away. "Doesn't look very happy, though," I comment.
"Who needs happy when you look like that?"
says Sam, appearing beside me to look out the porthole. "You're leering."
"No, I'm not," protests Sam, continuing to leer.
"Is there a man?" asks Bet, squeezing in between us. "Oh, very nice." It's at just this moment, with the three of our faces crammed into the little porthole window, straining to catch a glimpse, as though the appearance of a good-looking stranger in Sunrise Valley is a rare cosmic event, like an eclipse or Halley's Comet. And to be fair, it's not far off. That he glances over towards us. We all give a high-pitched yelp and scramble away from the window in unison. I'm still trying to regain my composure and reassure myself that he definitely didn't see us when Sam taps me on the shoulder. His grin is even wider than when he saw the reindeer costume this morning. "It's your turn," he practically sings songs. I groan. I don't remember when it started, but anytime a stranger comes in, we take it in turns to serve them, with the stipulation that the other gets to make a dare. "Fine," I say, squeezing my red nose on tighter. I already look ridiculous. How much worse could it get? "Let me think," says Sam, looking out of the little round window again and tapping his chin thoughtfully. "Well, whatever it is, you better hurry up," pipes up Bet. "You two are paid to serve, not think." "Betty Boop," says Sam, "I would never let you down." He has her wrapped around his little finger and he knows it.
"Okay," Sam turns back to me. "Convince him you're French."
"French," I repeat, deadpan.
"Yep,"
he nods, looking delighted with himself. "Fine, oui, oui," I say, and Sam grins, rubbing his hands together gleefully like some kind of supervillain. I grab my pen and head out through the door. Sam follows behind me, taking up a position at the far end of the diner from where he can watch my ritual humiliation. Up close, the stranger is even hotter. He still doesn't smile, not even when he looks up at me in my ridiculous outfit, and I give him the brightest smile I can muster. His eyes flick from my red nose to my antlers and back down, and he says nothing. I decide to brand him as brooding, since he's probably just passing through town anyway, and it sounds better than miserable. "Bonjour," I say loud enough for Sam to hear. Brooding stranger doesn't flinch.
"Breakfast roll, please,"
he says, his accent unreadable. He looks pristine in dark jeans, brown brogues, and a light blue sweater with the sleeves rolled up.
"Eggs over easy."
"Oui, oui," I say, nodding enthusiastically. "And, you would like the tea or the coffee?" I hear Sam snort behind me. Brooding stranger's eyes flick over to where Sam stands, but I can't turn around to look at him or I'll lose it.
"Coffee," says brooding stranger, looking back at me.
I see, I say, writing his order down.
"How about a little crème?"
I pronounce it the way it's pronounced in crème brûlée, and I hear a gasp from behind me and the sound of Sam's feet rushing back towards the kitchen. The door is still flapping open as he lets out a howl of laughter. Brooding stranger looks to the kitchen, slowly lifts a brow, and looks up to me. I smile back at him blandly while I suck in on my own throat to stop myself laughing.
"No cream,"
he says. "Uno momento." "Shit, that's Spanish!"